do. Listening every morning, what about you? While I'm getting the kids ready for school. So come on, Detroit, if you think you can roll out of bed with Mojo on your clock radio, 'cause I do.
Now, another world-famous Mojo Joe in the Morning phone scam.
Yes, hello?
Hi, is Dan Nelson there, please?
Hi, is Sam?
Hi, Dan. This is Matt Schaefer from Ameritech calling, and we were out there over the weekend doing some system checks in your neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We ran a signal down your line, and it appears that you have cable service at your house, but we don't have you on as a subscriber. Just curious as to maybe why that is.
You got me. I don't own the house. I'm just renting.
Okay, but you're getting all the channels?
I don't have cable hooked up. I didn't realize that was
right. Cable. What channels do you get right now?
I don't know, all the local channels.
Do you get HBO?
No.
You getting pay channels?
No.
Do you have any illegal equipment in the house that you're using to receive cable?
No.
Did you just remove it recently?
No. Now, what was your name again?
My name is Matt Schaefer.
Okay, and you're calling from?
From Ameritech.
Okay. And
Dan, let me be frank with you. You know, the stealing of cable costs everyone, and from our equipment here, it shows that you're getting the signal and you're getting cable illegally.
Well, I don't know how that could be. I mean, if something's hooked to my house and I don't know about it, I mean, that's not my problem. I don't own the house. It could be from the last tenant. I mean, I don't know.
So you're saying there's something hooked up to your house?
I wouldn't even know. I'm not very technical. I don't.
You do watch the TV?
I do watch TV, yes. But
do you realize what channels you're watching?
I guess. I mean, I really don't, you know, pay that much attention. If something's on, I'm watching it.
Well, you're receiving, whether you realize it or not, and my hunch is that you do, you're receiving some illegal cable channels.
Well, big presumption on your part.
It's not a presumption at all. We have equipment that tells us we run the signal down the line, and you got cable service at your house.
Well, doesn't mean I'm plugged in.
Cinemax was on the TV when we ran the signal.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, could you hang on for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you watch the pay channels and you're not paying a bill for it?
No, sir.
Did you just remove the equipment?
No.
Okay. What we're going to have to do here is go ahead and press charges. I mean, this is the same as if you walked into 7-Eleven and stole a Werner's. You're stealing a product.
Press charges?
Yeah.
You haven't even been in my house. How could you even, you know, there's no way you can even press charges.
Okay, Mr. I'm going to ask.
I mean, you're violating my rights at this point.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you that you answer them honestly, and it'll make things a lot easier for everyone. How long did you have an illegal cable box in your house?
I've never had it in a box.
Never?
Never.
You had it this weekend when we tested the lines.
I no longer have a cable box in my house.
Okay, you had it this weekend, though.
Okay,
I'll tell you what, Dan. We're going to have to charge you a back charge. Essentially, it's kind of like a fine. And the most the state of Michigan will let us put you down for is 36 months. So I'm just going to have to assume you had the box for 36 months since you haven't proven to me otherwise.
I don't think so.
$1,800 a month times 36, carry the 0410021. Okay, Dan, you owe us $64,800.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, do you hear me? Do you get it? Is it sinking in? You've been stealing. You're a thief,
Dan. I hear what you're saying, but, you know, first of all, that's an exorbitant amount.
It didn't have to be that way, but you're cheating the honest cable subscribers in your neighborhood. How about the Tyson fight? People pay $50 for it, and you stole it.
It wasn't that good of a fight.
How about the dirty pay movies? You pay for the dirty pay movies?
Okay.
You know what? People like you, Dan, you make me sick. And I'll tell you why. Because I work hard for every penny I earn, and you just go and you take. You take, you take, you take. You take from me, you take from your neighbors, from everyone. Now, you're going to have to pay the $64,800, and you're going to have to appear in court when we press charges. and you're going to have to tell all your friends that you've been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
You. I think I hurt my finger trying to take the cable off.
Well, you can thank your buddy Paul, who was over there for the Tyson fight last month.
Oh, he's dying. Yeah. I'm going to beat him down like Tyson beat that other guy. Wow.